brought to you by Penguin.
I'm Black, So You Don't Have to Be. Written and read by me, Colin Grant. Preface. When was the last time you gave the nod? A black friend asked me recently. The black nod? What other nod is there? He answered. I was delighted by the question. You know? I chuckled at the memory of it and the sudden sweep of nostalgia. My friend joined in. That's what I'm talking about. We were talking about that subtle and secret signal one black person would give whenever they saw another on any British street in my youth. The black nod said, I see you. At a time in this country when, let's face it, you were mostly invisible. That is, until you were unfortunate enough to, here we go, attract the attention of white people who suddenly realized you were not like them. Back in the day, the black nod was like those moments in the Second World War films we loved, when nervous British escapees from German prison of war camps, with not a lick of the German language between them, passed each other on the streets of Berlin in dread of being discovered. In Luton, where I grew up the son of Jamaican parents, you could counter that threat of discovery if you paid attention to your parents' warning, play fool fi catch wise. The Caribbean proverb was a code, an instruction to mask your feelings, to be knowingly humble, so that you weren't thought of by the man as an enemy combatant, and could get along in British life unmolested. The saying, play fool fi catch wise, originated in the days of slavery as a strategy for avoiding master's wrath and the driver's whip. But it still seemed sensible to practice it throughout my childhood and early adulthood in the 1970s and 80s. Not revealing too much of myself has served me well as a writer, but it has also made my subject, the study of Caribbean people in Britain, a challenge, because playing fool for catch wise is also a very Caribbean obfuscation, and the reality you're trying to capture seems forever beyond your grasp. Yet there's a kind of frequency, a magical one, that my antennae have tuned to in the company of Jamaicans who voyage alongside me over the decades. They're really the subjects of this memoir, but if you listen carefully, you'll find me reflected in the 8 true stories that form the core of this book. In Family Constellation Therapy, a volunteer replaces you. Let's call her A. She's your proxy. A stands in the middle of a circle, surrounded by other volunteers who act as proxies for your family members. Given prompts and directions, the stand-ins then articulate scenes from your life. Positioned outside of the circle, you observe A and the other characters playing your family, and in doing so, you might gain fresh insights into your family dynamic. In a way, that's how this book unfolds. It's always tempting to cast yourself as the hero in a memoir, but you can't sustain that fiction when your characters start leaking truths about you. In the unguarded detail of the stories, the influence of these people on my nature and identity becomes clearer. My mentoring uncle, Castus, we both agreed was smarter than me, but had not been granted any of the opportunities offered to me. I sail through life easily because my uncle, who arrived in Britain from Jamaica in the year I was born, had endured a gauntlet of prejudice on my behalf, being racialized by a country that only saw his blackness. I'm black, he'd say to me, so you don't have to be. The characters in the book are real-life ones. I've disguised some of the names, not to spare blushes, but because Jamaicans are the most litigious people on the planet. They're characters because they're approximations, but though grounded in reality, they shuttle between fiction and fact in the Jamaican sense. Jamaicans contend that there are no facts, only versions. I've generally read non-fiction to find out about facts. I read fiction to see truths about myself through the rich tapestry of fictionalized lives, as if in a metaphorical tailor shop, trying on bespoke personalities and characteristics. Though this memoir is non-fiction, you may see aspects of yourself reflected here too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?